Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Stay tuned for more sports as Chevy Chase hunts down moles with a bulldozer. That was your Moron Movies quotation for the day. If you don't know what Moron Movies is, or if you think that I'm a moron, please email me at akktri@yahoo.com. This is your host, Act Tree, and if you want to listen to something that's really moronic, you can go to theovercomerradio.org and listen to Brother Stare ranting about nonsense.
Maranatha!
Seriously, these people are complete wackos.
And many shall follow, and many shall follow their pernicious ways.
Isn't that supposed to be pernicious? This guy has a fine command of the English language. If you can't find the broadcast, well, it's probably for the best anyway. But if you've donated $100 to Brother Stare to get that free radio, I feel sorry for you.
Maranatha!
So please email me at akktri@yahoo.com and tell me all about it. Well, let's get down to business, shall we?
Quick! Behind that tree! It's Biblin' time!
Today we'll be reading Matthew 1, verse 18 to 25. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne a son, and he called his name Jesus. The virgin birth is a miraculous sign from God, an indication that Jesus is indeed the Messiah and the Son of God. What is troublesome is the translation of the word halma from Hebrew to Greek and the various translational difficulties and the problems associated with the phrase virgin in this passage. Now, I believe that the writer of the book of Matthew was led by the Holy Spirit to write about Jesus' birth being a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. I have been studying a book by Michael L. Brown entitled Answering Jewish Objections to Jesus. And in this book, the author cites numerous sources discussing the usage of the words halma and betula in Isaiah 7:14. This is where I am getting most of this information from. In Matthew 1, The writer is quoting from Isaiah 7:14. The Hebrew word used in this passage is holma. Some people suggest that the word is actually betula, but these words have pretty much the same meaning. The English translation is maiden or young woman. The word can be interpreted to mean virgin, but it is not unequivocally virgin. Now, some rabbis of the non-Christian variety might claim that because the meaning of the word holma is not unequivocally virgin, that the prophecy is false, but that's simply not true. You see, the young woman, Mary, did conceive, and the child's name is God with us, Emmanuel. So, even if the first part is not exactly translated correctly according to their standards, we still have someone who was born of supernatural means that was called Emmanuel, and not only by himself and his mother, but by thousands of people, more than any other so-called Messiah that these anti-missionaries can throw at us. Now, some people claim that the prophet Isaiah was not talking about Jesus, but talking about a guy named Maher Shalal Hashbaz. However, Isaiah makes two birth prophecies. If both of these are about Maher Shalal Hashbaz, then one of these prophecies would be redundant. Besides all this, there is only one person who can possibly fulfill all the prophecies that the Old Testament prophets predicted within the time frame in human history that they specified. Even if you are being extremely imaginative in your calculations, you are not going to find any other individual who can fulfill more than one or two messianic prophecies during that time frame. What is important is Mary was a virgin. She indeed gave birth to the Son of God. Joseph was not the biological father, and neither was any other human being. Some people are offended by this concept of God impregnating Mary with his child. However, God does not need to reproduce like normal human beings do. The Bible does not say that God had sex. Luke's gospel says that the angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." It says nothing about sex whatsoever. But Jesus is the Son of God, so he can save us from our sins, spare us from God's judgment, and be worshipped like God is. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us Jesus, your Son, to be our Savior and our Messiah, our Priest King Messiah. Lord, please open up the hearts of the unbelievers and help them to learn of your truth and your word, and help them to learn about the truth about Jesus being the Messiah, the Son of God. Please break down their resistance to your gospel and help them to grow in faith in Jesus. I pray this in your Son Jesus' holy name. Amen.